Blog Talk Radio.
The people too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie for the study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a pace. When I say go, yes, take your leg and do the mess around. I declare, do the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy.
Around from Ray Charles. That's off the soundtrack of the motion picture Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. My name is David Bublitz, and this is the Thursday morning edition of the 12-Hour Radio Show. Thursday, September the 21st of 2017. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know it sounds early to say this, but I couldn't believe that I saw Christmas decorations at Walgreens, so I'll say it out loud. There are 90 free shopping days left until Christmas. Okay, all right, there you go. I got that out of the way. I realize that we haven't even gotten to baseball yet. We're not even into the days of October. The boys of summer have not started the pennant run, and yet there's 93 days left until Christmas, and we wanted you to know that. Right next to the Halloween candy. But my name is David Bublitz. It is the $12 show. If you've listened in the past, The theme here is comedy and more comedy. We'll talk to comics from around the area. We're based here actually on Blog Talk Radio at Ramblewood, which is just off the northwest corner of City Park here in Fort Collins, Colorado. Beautiful town, about an hour north of Denver, and quite the burgeoning comedy scene that's developed up here in Fort Collins recently. I don't know, the last 5-6 years or so. Denver's had a thriving scene for 30-some-odd years, and so we'll be talking about comedy here in northern Colorado and in Denver and around the North American continent. So we'll talk to comedians. We'll play some comic clips from some CDs and just general comedy and conversation in general. It'll be, well, I would say a 30-minute show. Monday through Friday, about 10 o'clock and Mountain Standard Time. It is now, did I mention the time? It's actually 10:03 Mountain Standard Time. So, and as I've been known to say in the past, if you don't live in the Mountain Time Zone, now would be the time to adjust your clocks accordingly. All right. Have I overstated that enough at this point? Yes. This is a very low-tech version that we're doing, and the name, the $12 Radio Show, implies, if nothing else, the budget of this show. But this time, it's even less. This is like the $3 show, but that doesn't have a good enough ring. But the $12 show is being held together with duct tape this time. So I hope that the sound quality and the program quality here will hold up for us. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can do that. We don't have an 800 number for this particular program, but if you'd like to call us, you can do so at 323-642-1671. Again, the number for the first and second time, number two, is 323-642-1671. Here in Fort Collins, it is just a beautiful day, and I hope wherever you are at, it's about the same. We have the best weather here in Colorado, with all of the in light of all the storms and hurricanes and fires around the planet, it makes you realize how lucky that you are in general to live anywhere else other than there. But Colorado, in particular, is a very special place to be. With the weather, because today it's just gorgeous. I think there's like only another day or two left officially of summer. I think, what is it? I think autumn officially, fall officially begins September the 23rd. Does that sound right? I should have notes in front of me, but I don't. This is a test run. So, you know, if you can't grade me, and if you do grade me, grade me on a curve, but I believe that autumn begins, the autumnal season begins on September the 23rd, which would be this coming Saturday, the day after tomorrow. Baseball wrapping up this time of year. By the way, I said we were going to be talking about comedy and things of that nature, but also things going on in my backyard here. So I'm a sports cat. If you've got a different take on sports or news or entertainment that you'd like to throw in, I gave you the phone number to join the conversation. I'm going to go ahead and talk sports in my neck of the woods here. There's no CSU football this weekend. They've got a bye week. They are 2-2 at this point. They've lost their two games. One was to the Evil Empire, the University of Colorado from Boulder. There's always that in-state rivalry where it's not just so much that your team wins necessarily. It's the fact that your opponent, your rival, is crushed in the process. And unfortunately, CSU was not able to do that to CU. The kids from Boulder ended up coming out victorious. That was loss number one. And then some marketing genius, they did it for cash, it's obvious, but they played the Alabama Crimson Tide in Alabama, and that's, when it was, I don't even know, remember what the score was. I think it was like 48-10, or something like that. And it was never that close. So after 2-2, 4 weeks into the season, this coming Saturday is their bye week, which is probably a good thing. The Rockies in Major League Baseball, most of the National League division and American League division leaders have been settled. Now it's down to the wild card, especially for my Colorado Rockies. I'm originally a Cubs fan, so from Chicago. So I by nature may not be a religious person. I might not be a spiritual person, but by being a Cubs fan, I believe that you have to be aware. And I do believe in miracles. the fact that the Cubs won the pennant in 2016, if not miracles, it means that anything is possible. I think that's a safe thing to say. But the Rockies came out at the beginning of the season just like a house on fire, great pitching and fielding, and they were 20-30 games over 500, and now they are dead even for the second spot in the wild card with just 10 games left. So hopefully they'll be able to hang on, win a couple of games. They lost the last two, particularly frustrating. They lost the last two last night and Tuesday to the last place San Francisco Giants. They're on the road. They were Candlestick. Well, that's the thing. I don't know what parks are called anymore. I like to say Candlestick Park, but I'm sure that it's named after, is it AT&T? I'm asking here out loud if there's somebody here that will answer me here in the in my general vicinity. I should have more notes, but I believe it's AT&T, but you know, back in the day it was Candlestick. But anyway, so they lost last night 4-0, and you hate to say this about the home team, but you can tell when a team is playing above their potential, and then you can tell when a team is just kind of thrown in the towel. And last night, that's what it looked like. It looked like they're tired, and they're making plans for the playoffs, and they're trying to figure out, you know, they're planning on buying tickets for the playoffs and watching them, you know, somewhere else. Not actually participating in the playoffs. Thursday here, so we're getting ready to get into a little bit early here into the weekend. A lot of movies and things of such nature going on at the moment. Here in town, the Lyric Cinema Cafe is the coolest independent movie cafe on the planet, and their grand opening comes up October the 4th. I don't have their lineup in front of me, but they'll be opening up October the 4th with a much larger facility to enjoy independent films. There's also the $2 theater from AMC, which is possibly one of the coolest places as well. For $2, you get a chance to see second-run movies, and right now it's like Sam Elliott and The Hero. There's Atomic Blonde, which looks really cool with Charlize Theron. Starting tomorrow, there's Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which goes all the way back to May. I did not see that. And it's great. So basically, this whole bumper crop of films that I didn't get to in the summer. Baby Driver with Jamie Foxx and John Hamm from Mad Men and Kevin Spacey. So you know a lot of good films are there. And then tomorrow at the theater, opening up wide nationwide is Kingsman 2. I don't know, it's Kingsman something, but Kingsman 2 is basically the idea. And if you saw the first one, I can't imagine that you could have had more fun at the theater if possible. Maybe a little long. They could have maybe, you know, cut 10, 15 minutes off there, but just about as close to perfect for a popcorn movie as you could possibly get. And the second one is in place now. It's going to be in the theaters tomorrow. And the villain last time, if you caught it, or rented if you didn't, had Samuel L. Jackson. Now, you can make a lot of jokes about Sam Jackson because he's in... Quite seriously, he's in every movie made. Samuel L. Jackson, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Caine. Between the three of them are in every film made. He was a wonderful villain. So this time, the Kingsman, an English spy agency, are joining forces with American intelligence. And so you've got the addition of the cast of Julianne Moore, Channing Tatum, and also Jeff Bridges. So you know it's the Kingsman, and it's also it's Jeff Bridges. So let's face it, I'm there. There's no more reason for me to think about going to a film than just that direction. Right there. I mentioned before that it is, we're in the 10 o'clock hour. The shows are only going to be about a half hour. If you're within the sound of my voice, basically that's what we're testing right now, is if, with this current setting, if you can hear the sound of my voice. Because if you sign into Blog Talk Radio, and let's say you want to do a podcast, and eventually every man, woman, or child will eventually have their own podcast. There's two routes you can go. You can pay for it, or you can get it for free. You're not stealing it, but they offer a free package as well. I'm in a budgetary bind at the moment, so I opted for the free version for this test run. So it should be interesting to see how this works. There's no headset involved. I don't have a laptop, I have a notebook, and I have the only connection, it's not digital stereo sound like it should be, the sound is being wired through a cell phone, a flip phone, so right there you know, I'm two steps above an eight-track player at this point. I'm going to go ahead, take a quick break here. We don't have all of the music lined up in here as we ordinarily would, but we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of a break here so I can straighten some things out. This is a favorite of mine. We heard the Mess Around from Ray Charles back from the 50s just a little bit ago. That was from the Steve Martin movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. This next one, maybe the greatest Chuck Berry song that you've never heard of. And I know that you're going to enjoy it. I don't even have to guess. If you like your rock and roll, and you enjoy yourself some Chuck Berry, I believe you're going to like this one very, very much. It's called Come On. It's Chuck Berry. My name is David Lubitz, and this is the new and improved test version of the $12 Radio Show.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. To you, honey, and you belong to me, so come on.
I wanna see you, baby, come on.
I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, come on.
Up. That sounds nice and smooth right there. It's Chuck Berry and Come On. David Lubitz here with you in the $12 Radio Show. It is, what do we get out here, about 10:17 here on a Thursday morning of September the 21st, 2017. Beautiful day looking out my window right now. Network television at this moment is getting back into gear. I don't know if you even watch network television anymore. Do you? Do you do that? I do. Not a lot, because there's not a lot that's interesting out there, but caught up on Designated Survivor from last year. And by the way, I feel better about America knowing that Kiefer Sutherland is back in the White House. that's the level and the depth of my political views right there. It's nice that Kiefer is back. Great show. Anyway, wonderful program, and it's serialized, and you have to catch every week to see how all the pieces fall together. There's a lot of shows like that, and I believe now it's on Wednesdays at 9, Mountain Time. And they had the final episode from Season 1 last night, so it's setting up the beginning of Season 2 next week. Tonight, on the other hand, is the beginning of Season 4 of Gotham on Fox, which as well is it's a very entertaining show, and I hope you get a chance to see that. I don't know if you need to go on Hulu or Amazon or Netflix or where you go ahead and find the ability to binge watch seasons of TV shows, but you need to catch up. You need to find Gotham, locate it, watch it, and catch up. Just there's a lot of interesting television out there right now. Don't, for God's sake, you know, the word binge watch just paints an ugly picture. Don't just sit there for 10, 12 hours a day and watch TV, but some good stuff out there. What was the other one? Ray Donovan? I've got Showtime at the moment on my cable. And I say I have cable at the moment. Not quite sure how long that's going to remain the case. because eventually my neighbors will figure out that I'm pilfering their internet and their Wi-Fi and their cable. I mean, they're gonna figure it out. No, I'm kidding. But Ray Donovan with Les Schreiber and John Voight, they've had guest stars like Susan Sarandon and James Woods and Elliot Gould and just a lot of good people on there. That's just an amazing, amazing show. And then also Better Call Saul, which I had never seen the original show Breaking Bad with Bryan Cranston about the science teacher who was making meth in his spare time. Because that happens a lot, by the way. A lot of high school teachers, in their spare time, they make meth. Now, you don't hear about that often enough, but if you sit back and you watch 60 Minutes with your parents, you'll find that out. So just go in there and just check and see what's on TV. There's interesting stuff on television. There's great comedy here live. Go out and see some live entertainment if you can. Here in Fort Collins, there's open mics, I believe, on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's showcases once a month, professional shows once a month over at Post. Also once a week at a very cool place called the Colorado Room. They do monthly shows at the Aggie Theater. I've got a show down in Loveland at the Boar and Bowl. So just a lot of comedy around Northern Colorado, and even if you don't happen to live in Northern Colorado or in Colorado at all, I would imagine that there's probably live entertainment and live comedy somewhere near you. Do I sound focused or not? I went to the doctor, so I'm a little jittery. I went to the eye doctor, and I don't care for the eye. I like the eye doctor. He's a wonderful person, but I don't need somebody in there just poking my eye. I had that test. I have glaucoma, so they take that little, they deaden your eye, and then they take the little laser beam, and then they start poking away. And I had surgery on my eyes about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, and they had told me that after the surgery, your vision could be, Mr. Boobitz, your vision could be a little blurry for a little while. But they understated, because I woke up the next day and it was a blinding light. It was like static on the TV, like your cable had just been disconnected. But little by little, that's been clearing up. And you know, afterwards, my brother, who had taken me to the doctor, took me out for ice cream later. Because even though I'm a big kid, you go to the doctor and what do you get? You get ice cream. You're supposed to have ice cream. My mother taught me that, and I've still kept that line of thought up until this day. So before I go any further here, it's 10. What do we got here? 10:24. The show, like I said, the show should eventually be here every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make a note on your calendar. And there will be a guest, more than likely, on each show. The official debut of the program will be, I believe, I'm hoping for October the 9th, which will give me some time to make sure that this all works and make sure it all sounds right. And I say tentatively October the 9th because then if for whatever reason the bottom comes out and it doesn't work out, I've got myself covered, because I said tentatively is a great word, which is a nice big word for, you know, maybe, more than likely, probably. But, yeah, the plan is for October the 9th for the debut of the official $12 radio show. I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up here. I hope that you get a chance to get outside if you live here in Colorado, because it's just a beautiful day. Hopefully you'll get a chance to have your lunch outside. I took a walk early this morning to 7-Eleven to get coffee and donuts, and it's got this crisp, invigorating feel in the air here for autumn, and it's just a wonderful time of the year. So spend some time outside. Have your lunch outdoors if you can. if your boss will allow you to do that. And again, mark this number down if you can. If you have a piece of paper and a pencil, do you have that? There's going to be a quiz here in a second. Are you ready? Okay, because I'm just going to say this 8 or 9 times. Okay, the number to keep in mind if you're going to call the show tomorrow or any day after, it's area code 323. The prefix is 642-1671. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but this show is dedicated to two people, dedicated to my mom, Doris, who is not here with us anymore at this point, but she always... the inspiration behind my comedy and my creative process and prospects. And this is also dedicated to a friend of mine who let's just say he's a good guy, and I owe him a solid. His name is John, and I won't embarrass him or put him on the spot. He's part of the medical staff at the ER at McKee Medical Center here in actually down the road in Loveland, Colorado. So with all that in mind, my name is David Booth. This is Thursday morning edition of the 12 Hour Radio Show. We'll be back with more test run episodes between now and the 9th, but the plan is Monday, October the 9th. Ready to go here at 10 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and just play us out. We don't have a lot of music here, so I'm just going to go ahead and just put in some more piano here. From Ray Charles, and we're going to go ahead and play out with the Mess Around Blues. Dave Booplitz here with Ray Charles. Take care, everybody. Goodbye. God bless. This has been a 12-hour show. Take care, everybody.
People too, I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie.